This is Your Wetlands. Today's story has many moving parts, literally and figuratively, as we talk about flooding, restoration, and how we're using a resource that we once literally threw away. To see how these topics fit together, we'll start with something most of us know little about, but it plays a big part in our environment. I'm talking about sediment.
If you think about dirt, it's the soil that's around us in the parks, on the hills, etc. But when you talk about sediment, it has to do with dirt in the water.
Brenda Gayden is with the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission. She is their sediment program manager.
So basically, our rivers, our streams all have fine grain, the muddy sediment and sandy sediment that moves with the water down the creeks, into the bay, out at the ocean, along the beach. And so as a word, it covers a lot of different kinds of dirt that is wet under the water.
And sometimes that sediment that we don't see is in our way, and one method of removing it is called dredging.
Dredging is basically picking up the mud from the bottom of the bay with a crane-like apparatus with what they call a clamshell or an excavator bucket on the bottom, and sidecast it, just immediately throwing it out of the one area that you take it from and put it to the side and let it wash away or build up because it's not in the immediate location you want it to be.
But over time, people realize that eventually the sediment winds its way back to where you don't want it to be, in a navigation channel, for example.
And so over time, we started to have more what we call in-bay disposal sites that through the 1980s were kind of scattered around the bay, but you would move it a little bit farther away from where you had taken it from and put it in kind of just a spot that was a little bit deeper than the areas you'd been in.
The most used site is near Alcatraz Island, and there are three other in-bay disposal sites.
One is up in Sassoon that deals specifically with Sassoon Channel, so the navigation channel that allows big ships to move up to Sacramento and Stockton. And then there's also a disposal site right off of China Camp in San Pablo Bay and another one at Mare Island, right off of Mare Island. And these three disposal sites are in deep water and they're in very fast-moving water. And so when we dispose of sediment there, it's taken very quickly by the water and distributed back around San Francisco Bay. Those sites are designed to basically disperse the sediment back into the bay.
And there's also a deep ocean disposal site, which is 55 miles out to sea and in very deep water.
When we take material out there, the sediment out there, we're literally just throwing it away. So it's going out to the disposal site and it gets dumped. And so any sediment that goes out to the deep ocean disposal site doesn't have the opportunity to work its way into marshes or back into the bay system.
But Brenda emphasizes that all the dredge material that is disposed of in the water is tested to ensure that it is clean. She also tells me that this dredge material is incredibly valuable. What was once thought of as waste material is now being used to restore wetlands around the bay. A shining example is the Hamilton Wetlands Restoration Project, located in Marin County.
You can actually take the clean dredge material and pump it onto a wetland site, one that needs to be restored. So Hamilton Wetlands is a really great example of a wetland restoration site. It used to be wetlands and it was diked off from the bay historically and the land behind the levee sunk. And so it's like 8 feet deep. And we could just open that back to the bay and let the sediment slowly work its way back into that area. But if we took dredge material and put it in there, we can raise up the elevation of the site to get it so that the marsh plants can start growing very, very quickly. And so you can save like 50, 75 years of time waiting for sediment to slowly move into the site by putting dredge material there and getting the plants moving and growing really quickly.
And incredibly, 5.6 million cubic yards of dredge material, this sediment from the bottom of the bay, was brought on to Hamilton, returning part of the bay back to wetlands, providing habitat for a variety of birds and mammals and plants. And this dredge material, this underutilized, often discarded sediment, has accelerated a wetland restoration process by decades. And my thanks to Brenda Gayden, Sediment Program Manager for the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission. On behalf of the San Francisco Bay Joint Ventures, Your Wetlands Report, I'm Jerry Kaye.